we were confident enough ourselves, I suppose, at the start of the game before the during the week. We were going fierce well in training. We were confident in mood coming into the game, and we knew an awful lot of people back to Mighty to beat us, but we were confident enough ourselves, and the day didn't suit. We knew it wasn't going to be flowing football, but if we got into a battle, we knew we'd be close enough to it.
And the first half was dry, as it happened almost all, but then it started to rain before half time. Drumreilly went a point up at half time, so certainly you had it all to do in the second half.
Yeah, Drumreilly had it, and plus the fact that like the one that tossed in and the played with the wind, and we tossed in, the wind would, if we were close to them in the wind in the second half, we could kick on, but the wind seemed to die down. But I know, I think they were winning 1-4 to 1-3 at half time, but the 1-4 they got was from us with the ball in our hands when we lost possession. But we knew it, if at half time we were going to be very close to it. And I says at the boys, the start of the second half, if we get the first score or two, we could push on. And that's what we did, and we just nearly held it on till the very end.
Yeah, you got it on top in the second half, and that was vital. And a great team discipline, great taking scores, and certainly not conceding anything. You held on to that margin that you got ahead early in the first half.
Yeah, that's what we've done. We've been working for the last 3 weeks, like the last game against Kilhubber, even the week before Kilhubber game, we were working on that. And for the last 3 weeks, we've been in these close intensity games in the park, working with tight contact, don't give away frees, discipline, and all that sort of stuff, because we knew that you're coming into October, there's not going to be sunshine and open football. It's going to be more or less a bit of a dogfight. And we knew that when we got in real close to them that, and we didn't give away frees, that we're going to be there or thereabouts again.
And it's a great occasion for Ballinadlera. I think Ballinadlera won the intermediate championship sometime in the 90s. That's quite a while ago. A lot of people that are playing today wouldn't even remember that. But it's a big occasion to be in a Leitrim intermediate championship semi-final.
Yeah, it's a big occasion. Like, I think they've only been in two semi-finals. It's 25 years ago this year since they won the intermediate championship. So it's maybe it gives us something to drive towards. They have been only in, this is only their second intermediate semi-final, but no one would want to play us. We have confidence in ourselves. Like, we're a big physical team, and hopefully, you know, it doesn't matter who we get in the semi-final, because everyone is backing themselves to win. When you get to a semi-final, you're hoping you're going to get one more step to get to the county final, and that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be back in the park Tuesday night at 8 o'clock and Thursday night and the weekend, and we'll take it from there, and we'll see who we get, and we'll work on them and work on our game plans for the next day.
So you're very confident, it doesn't matter who comes out of the draw this evening, you're ready for any of the other four teams. We know three of them already. It was obviously Drumcairn were beaten by a point, and in the second semi-final yesterday, and Drumahair won the other semi-final. Drumcairn were beaten by Anna Duff, of course, who were last year's finalists. So you have Ahavas and Kilturbert, and you've already played Kilturbert. So there's, as you said, there's nobody to fear. So it's a matter of going for that semi-final and looking for success there.
Yeah. Like, we've played Kilturbert or Anna Duff in the first round of the championship. Now the bet is, I think, at the bet is 3-15 or that to 14 points. Like, we weren't at the races at all, but we still scored 14 points. And we played Drumahair, which was in the other semi-final, and we were very wasteful, and I think the best be 4 points, and then, like, we were close enough to them. We drew with them in the league. Kilturbert pulled away in the last 5 minutes. I think there was only 2 points in it with 5 minutes or 6 minutes to go, and they kicked on then. But look, we'll be in the park. It doesn't make a bit of difference who we get. Like, we're happy we're there. We're in the semi-final. We've not done one yet. I said that to the lads. We've not done one, but we'll be back in the park Tuesday night. And these people at Ballinadlera deserve a little bit of happiness, because they had a tough time in the last couple of years with bereavements and that. And this is for them, and this is for their families. And look, we're going to go one more step, hopefully, and we can work on that and we get to a county final.